preacher. All right, Mark chapter number 10 this morning, Mark chapter number 10. And it is a privilege to be here. I appreciate the Lord allowing us to come. I appreciate how the Lord's ministered to us in song already. Glad I'm in the house of God. Glad I'm in the house of the Lord on a Sunday morning. Glad we serve a risen Savior. He's not on the cross. You say, preacher, you got empty religion. I sure do. An empty cross, an empty tomb, and an empty record. I'm glad Jesus make a change in your life, and the tomb is empty. But I'm not. Amen. You say, who's in there? He's Jesus. He'll fulfill every desire. Every longing you've got in your soul can be satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll get on in the message and appreciate the opportunity to preach and all the hospitality of the church. We love you. It's so good to see you. Mark chapter number 10. Jesus is coming out of Jericho here. He is headed toward Calvary. Luke's gospel tells us that he had just saved a rich tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus. I'm in Mark chapter number 10. I'll begin reading in verse number 46. He just saved Zacchaeus, who was a rich man. Then he comes to this beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. And I'm glad Jesus can save a rich man, change him. But I'm glad he takes time for an old beggar like Bartimaeus. And no doubt Bartimaeus, he wasn't part of the jet set of the day. He wasn't who's who among society. He wouldn't be asked to come and be a keynote speaker at some great grand event in Jericho. As a matter of fact, he'd be asked probably not to come. But I'm glad Jesus took time for him. In verse number 46 of Mark in chapter number 10 said, and they came to Jericho. And as he, that's Jesus, went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he would hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now, I have been able to travel in some different places, and a lot of times I'll maybe go somewhere and they'll say, Brother Randy, we want you to know that you can drop by any time that you want to. We want you to know that if you're ever in the area, we want you to extend an invitation to you. And a lot of times they'll say, Brother Randy, I want you to know here at our church, you've got a standing invitation. You can come here anytime you want to. We'll try our best to be a blessing to you. The Bible said in verse 49, said, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. I'm going to try to preach this morning on a standing invitation from Jesus. A standing invitation from Jesus. I'm glad you can go to Jesus anytime. As the song said, I can call on Jesus anytime. He's always on the line. And I'm glad if you can ever get in the vicinity of Jesus, he'll change your life for time and eternity. Jesus can heal every broken heart. Jesus can help every broken home. Jesus can provide all your need. Jesus can prepare you a table. Jesus can fix all your problems. Jesus can fight all your battles. Jesus can satisfy your soul. Jesus can save your soul from hell. Jesus can solve every dilemma you've got if you'll just get it to Jesus. Listen, I'm glad that he is the God of all earth. A telescope cannot find him. Never been able to find the bounds of his habitation. But he lives inside the heart of every believer. Hey, listen, I'm glad I don't have to go far to find Jesus. And if you'll just call on him, he's sending out a standing invitation. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He He said, "For I'm meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest for your soul." Now, you might can buy sleep, but you can't buy rest. And there's a lot of difference. But I'm glad you can rest in the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will change you. Hey, listen, I remember when He offered a standing invitation. Now, He had always been there, but I didn't really realize it. And I want you to look at verse number 46. First of all, look at the circumstances that God allowed this man to get in. The Bible said in verse number 46, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Now, the circumstances, this young man, he was a beggar. I mean, listen, he had hit the very rock bottom in his life. And, you know, no doubt people would pass by and they'd say, "Well, did y'all see old Bartimaeus out there? Did y'all see that blind fellow? Boy, he sure does look bad. He sure does look awful. And I wish I could help him, but I can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing to satisfy this man." But there was somebody passing by the name of Jesus. Now, before Jesus ever got to Bartimaeus, he knew exactly what Bartimaeus was going through. You say, "How you know?" Well, when he come by Zacchaeus, right on the way to save Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus was there. And listen, Jesus let him get in that situation because he knew he was going to do something for him on that day. And old Zacchaeus was up in the tree when the Lord passed by. He didn't say, "Well, who in the world is that up yonder in that tree?" Oh, no. He said, "Zacchaeus, come down and make haste." He said, "For today I must abide at thy house." Listen, I'm glad he saved the rich man when the rich man came down. But he saved the beggar when the beggar got up. It don't matter what happens in your life. It don't matter what side of the tracks you're from. Don't matter what pastor pedigree you got. Jesus wants you in the family. And Jesus will save you this morning. I'm talking about, hey, listen, I'm glad he takes time for everybody. We believe Jesus saves anybody, amen? Hey, he'll save anybody and turn them into somebody. Well, then go tell everybody about somebody that'll save anybody. Hey, I'm glad Jesus will say, don't matter what you've done. Hey, listen, I'm glad we believe that Jesus died for the whosoever will, amen? How the Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible said in Hebrews 2:9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. 2 Peter 3:9 said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And let me say something, I ain't always been in the house of God on a Sunday morning with a suit on. I ain't always been in the house of God, but I'm glad Jesus passed by my way, and he made me whole that day, and he didn't make me half, he didn't make me 99%, he made me whole, and that's what he'll do for you this morning. He sends out a standing invitation. The universal call from God has always been, come, come, come. Hey, listen, you can't buy it, but you can receive it. This man Bartimaeus, he was a beggar, but he didn't have to beg for salvation. He just come to Jesus, and Jesus took care of it all. You may not know how to. You may not know John 3:16. I didn't know it. You may not know what hermeneutology is or soteriology. I didn't know none of that stuff when I got saved. All I knew is I was a sinner, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I came to Jesus. You say, what'd he do? Hey, he made me whole and saved me as good as you've ever seen in your life. And that's exactly what he'll do for you. Amen. He was blind, living in darkness. Listen, we were staying at the lodge this morning. I saw the people out there. Man, my heart broke because I looked at them. They were blinded, and they wasn't even thinking about it being the Lord's day. They weren't even thinking about what Jesus did and how he rose again the third day. They weren't even thinking about that. But it's not the fact that they're, listen, what they need, they just need Jesus. And the problem is they're blinded. And that's what the devil's done to a lot of people in the world. That's what the devil's done to you. Hey, what's the devil ever done for you? Look at your life. Look what the devil's done for you. He's blinded you. He's saying, put it off, put it off. You can go to him just a later date. Hey, I tell you, you better come while he's calling. He was blind.
That's the way it is for every sinner. And each day gets darker and darker and darker because the god of this world, the devil, has blinded their eyes and the minds of them which believe not, lest they should believe the glorious gospel of Christ. I read that and that just hit me. It is glorious. It's a glorious gospel. That's the death, burial, and resurrection for our sin. And if you'll trust him, I tell you, it'll be glorious to you. Now, one good gospel means good news. And it really ain't good news until you receive it. But it won't be good news until you realize the bad news. The bad news is you've been blinded. The bad news is the devil wants to take you to hell. The bad news is that's where you're headed if you don't trust Jesus. But the good news is we've heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. The Bible said in Proverbs 25:25, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I remember when I heard the good news that I didn't have to die and go to hell. I didn't have to stay in that situation. I didn't have to be blinded anymore. I didn't have to be a beggar anymore. That I could come to Jesus. Hallelujah. He was blind. He was broken. He was begging. I mean, this world's begging for something better. I tell you, Jesus is better. Hey, there's wanting something better. Hey, if it's so good, why'd they spend half the night trying to find it? Hey, if it's so good, hey, you know Jesus there in Matthew chapter number 4, the devil came to him and tempted him. He said, why don't you make bread out here in the wilderness? Why don't you come up here on this mountain with me? Why don't you let me give you these things? Jesus said, well, I could take your bread out here, devil, but you can't feed me like my Father can. I could go up here high on this mountain with you, but you can't take me high like my Father can. I might be able to get some things from you, but you can't give me what Jesus can. Buddy, I'm telling you, if everybody had what I had, there wouldn't be no more dope dealing. I'd put Budweiser out of business because Jesus can satisfy your longing. Hey, you are looking at a satisfied man. Praise God. I'm glad I didn't quit drinking. I just switched fountains, and Jesus has satisfied my longing. Only Jesus can do that. Thank God, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. It's a wonderful name. It's a marvelous name. It's a saving name. It's a glorious name. It's a saving name. Amen. Hey, listen, they couldn't nobody stop Jesus from going to Calvary. Nobody. I read this morning, I knew it was in Isaiah somewhere, Isaiah chapter number 50. It says in the context talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, said he set his face like a flint. That means he was so focused on where he was headed that there was nothing or nobody going to stop him. The devils wasn't going to stop him. They wasn't going to prevent him from getting to the cross. They wasn't nobody going to stop Jesus. His face was set like a flint to get to Calvary. Hey, you know the only people that stopped him were sinners. The only people that could ever stop Jesus from getting to Calvary. Now, he carried out what he was supposed to do, but he did take time for old sinners. Hey, listen, I'm glad that Jesus takes time for sinners. Yes, he was headed to the cross. Yes, he was going to pay the debt, but he said, I got to go through Jericho one more time. You say he was broken and blind. Yep, but he was blessed. You say, why? Because this was the last time that he'd ever be going through Jericho, but at least he did come one more time. Listen, I believe I got saved the last time, but I'm glad there was a last time. I'm glad he come to me one more time. Listen, you're not guaranteed for another day. You're not guaranteed another breath, but you can come to Jesus. He'll satisfy you. Let me say, does it look like I'm bored? Look at me, gentlemen. Look at me, young lady. Does it look like I'm bored? Does it look like I'm not having a good time? Hey, listen, I've been out there, done it, seen it, tasted it. They nobody like Jesus. Hey, he'll satisfy you. Hey, listen. Hey, the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hey, he's good. He'll satisfy you. Hey, listen. You say, well, what's all the excitement about? It's just Jesus. It's just the Lord. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. His condition, then his cry. Verse 47, he said, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He cried out. It was a desperate situation, calling for a desperate cry. He cried out to the Lord Jesus. Psalm 34:6 said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him, saved him out of all of his troubles. Psalm 18:6 said, in my distress, I called upon the name of the Lord. It was a pitiful cry. He had no hope. It was a passionate cry. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. Now, he didn't ask for another coat. He didn't ask for another cushion. He didn't ask for another corner. He said, Lord, would you just please have mercy on me? Hey, listen, you may not know a lot about the Bible, but if you'll just kneel at the feet of Jesus, he's sending out the invitation. If you'll just rise and come to him and say, Lord, would you have mercy? Now, mercy is God not giving you what you do deserve. Hey, listen, I should be in hell this morning with my back broken, no way out. But I'm telling you, I remember when Jesus come by my way and he had mercy upon me. He did not give me what I deserve. But listen, he's got mercy for you that'll help you this morning. It was a persistent cry. He cried the more, the Bible said. Hey, listen, there wasn't nobody going to stop him. Let me see what happens now. But wait, see his circumstances. Then his cry, look at verse 48. There'll always be a crowd. The Bible said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. He didn't have no peace to hold, amen. I said, they cried out. And he began to cry, and listen, the crowd said, hey, you better quit that crying now. You better settle down a little bit. You're making us nervous. And you know who did that was that religious crowd. They said, now you need to settle down a little bit. You don't need to cry out to this. All this crying is making me nervous. And all this crying out to Jesus and asking for mercy is making me nervous. Hey, listen, I can relate to the ones who need mercy. I can relate to the people who cry out. Hey, listen, I've seen them at a jailhouse. I've seen them come down 6'6", 350 pounds. Some of the meanest men I've ever seen in the world. I've seen them come down and weep like little old babies under conviction of the Holy Ghost of God. But listen, I've also seen the crowd try to hinder him. And the crowd said, Bartimaeus, why don't you settle down? He ain't got time for you. But the Bible said Jesus commanded him to be called. Now the crowd tried to settle him down, and Jesus called him where he could save him. And that's what Jesus would do for you. Listen, they couldn't understand. Verse number 49, look at the call. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. You can be of good comfort when Jesus sends out a call. Listen, you say, well, I need a little help. I need a little comforting. You'll find it in Jesus. He commanded him to be called. You better come when he does call. The call and the casting. The Bible said in verse number 50, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Now, he couldn't come to the crowd because they wouldn't go help him. And he couldn't go to some of the disciples because as good as they were, they wasn't going to help him. He went to the only one that could help. Hey, listen, you're trying to do better ain't going to help you. And you're turning over a new leaf ain't going to help you. And you're trying to say, well, I'll do this and I'll quit and I'll do this. Listen, you can't open up your blinded eyes. It takes the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to open up your eyes and to shine the glorious gospel into your heart. Well, that's what Jesus came to do. Hey, the Bible said this is a faithful saying and it's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. That's why he came. Hey, listen, I'm glad you can come to him if you'll just cast yourself upon him. Verse 50 said, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to him. Oh, my. I tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off the old coat and I put on the new. I mean, listen, here's this boy. He didn't have nothing. All he had was them garments. He slept in them. He stayed there dirty, filthy, nasty, probably never had a bath, maybe mud caked all over him. He said, well, these old garments ain't doing me no good. I'm going to go to Jesus. And he arose and came to him. Hey, if you'll do that, I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll take your cloak of hypocrisy mercy. He'll take your rags and turn them into riches. He'll take your cushion and turn them into comfort. Hey, this old boy swapped out his corner for Christ. He swapped out a rugged robe for a royal garment. Hey, listen, he swapped his busy intersection for a blessed intercessor. And he came to Jesus and called on Jesus. And you know what Jesus did? When that boy got rid of the thing that meant the most to him, whatever it is that's in your mind right now, and whatever the issue is in your heart, you say, I don't want to get rid of that. Hey, if I come to Jesus, I won't be able to do this when I get out. Hey, when I come to Jesus, I won't be able to have no fun. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, if you'll come to Jesus, I tell you what he'll do. He'll change you wanter. He'll change you. He'll change you funner, amen. Praise God, he will. He wasn't going to let anything get in his way. He wasn't going to let anything hold him down. Hey, don't let some little old petty something in your life keep you from coming to Jesus. Listen, Jesus didn't make him come, but he arise and commanded him to be called. Jesus said, if you'll just come over here, son, I can take care of your need. And that's what he'll do. Listen, don't let that robe of religion, don't let that coat of anger and bitterness, don't let your parka of pride prevent you from coming to Jesus. Don't let just a little old something. You know, it may be just a little something. I'm afraid I won't be. I'm going to miss out on some things if I come to Jesus. You sure are. You're going to miss out on hell. You're going to miss out on a lot of heartache and a lot of misery and a lot of contention. You're going to miss out on a lot of things in this world. But listen, why would you come in here in a situation that you think it's just your luck you just happened to come in here this morning? You think you just staggered in here on an Easter morning and somebody, you know, the Lord just actually had to just, you know, just drag you in here. No, he has divinely appointed the fact that you can come to him this morning. He has divinely designed the fact that you can hear the good news. And you know what Jesus now does? He commands you to be called. Now, he's sending out a standing invitation. You say, what do I say? Well, I've often wondered about this old boy. I've often wondered, how did he know? Because let me say this, he does use the right terminology, but he didn't get saved because what he said. He got saved because of the condition of his heart. But he did say, thou son of David. See, he used the title, and then he said, Lord. He come to him, so he knew he was the son of David. But how did he know that? I've often wondered, how did old Bartimaeus know how to act, and how did he really know what to do? Because he did use some terminology here that may have not been something that he was accustomed to using. I want you to turn to Luke chapter number 18 this morning. Look at Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 35. Now we'll be back in the text. Luke chapter number 18 and verse 35. Luke 18:35 said, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Hearing the multitude pass by, asked what it meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They which went before rebuked him, he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood, commanded him to be brought. When he asked him to come near, he said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. Verse 43, and immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now you said, preacher, you read the same thing. Well, I read out of Luke's gospel. But the Bible said in Mark chapter number 10, that when Jesus came, verse 46, said, and they came to Jericho, and then there's a colon there. It said, and as he went out of Jericho, Luke 18:35 said, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the highway side begging. See, Bartimaeus was on the other side of town. Luke 18, this blind man got saved when Jesus was coming into town. Mark chapter number 10, Bartimaeus got saved when Jesus was going out of town. He come nigh to Jericho. That means he comes near. He's coming into town. Bartimaeus, he's going out of town. You say, what happened? Well, the Bible said that when this blind man got saved, he went following Jesus and glorifying God. Now, we know Jesus took time for Zacchaeus. And I'll tell you what I did. When I got saved, I wanted to find every beggar I could and tell him where the bread was at. I wanted to find every blind man I could and tell him about the one that opened up my eyes. Well, this old blind man got saved when Jesus came into Jericho. He went through the whole city glorifying God. Jesus is down there saving Zacchaeus, and that blind man still saying, "Thank God I'm saved. Jesus Christ has opened up my eyes." Bartimaeus began to hear him say, "What? Opened up your eyes?" And yes, he opened up my eyes. And Bartimaeus is still groping around. I said, "Sir, would you tell me about it?" He said, "Well, Bartimaeus, I was just up yonder a while ago, and he came into town, and I'd heard somebody say, if you'll just cry out and say, 'Lord, have mercy on me,' he'll save you and open up your eyes." Well, that blind man went through everybody he could find in Jericho and said, "Jesus is coming. He opened up my blinded eyes, and he'll do the same thing for you." But there's one more blind man on the outskirts of town, and he come and found Bartimaeus and said, "Bartimaeus, yonder he comes. Call on him. Yonder he comes. Just go to calling on him." "What'd you do?" "I just called on him and said, 'Jesus, have mercy on me.'" Bartimaeus began to cry out and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me." That old blind man that got saved when Jesus came into Jericho said, "Keep calling. Don't pay no attention to the crowd. They're going to try to stop you just like they tried to stop me. But I just kept crying out." You say, what did he do for you? "Well, where I was blind, now I see. I could never made it to you had Jesus not made it to me. And if you'll just call on him, he'll save you." Bartimaeus began to cry out and said, "It worked for that feller up yonder, and it'll work for me." I'd let him say something. It's worked for sinners ever since Jesus came to this earth. Hey, listen, everybody in here at one time, if they're saved, they at one time were sinners, but they heard the good news from somebody that Jesus passed by their way, and what he's done for others, he'll do for you. Hey, it is no secret what Jesus can do. What he'll do for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what Jesus can do. Hey, the secret's out. You can't stop him, but he'll get to where a sinner's at, and he'll take time. The only people to stop Jesus is a sinner in need of a Savior. He stopped and took time for them. You say, "What do you do?" "Arise. He calleth for thee." He arose, cast away his garments, and came to Jesus. Listen, God don't want you to be a theologian to be saved. You don't have to know all the doctrines of the Bible. You know what I knew when I got saved? I got saved at the house. I knew I was a sinner. I knew Jesus was a Savior. I knew I was wrong. I knew Jesus could make it right. You say, "What'd you say?" "Well, I don't really know. I was tore up too bad. But all I know is when I got up off my knees, I headed to Jesus." You know what he did? He took care of it. You know what he said? He said, "And immediately he received his sight." He didn't say, "Now I'm going to put you on probation here. You're going to have to wear this thing around your ankle. And I'm going to come back and check on you about 6 months. And I may show up unannounced just to see if you're still saved." Oh no. He said, "Bartimaeus, I received thy sight." And by faith, immediately, he received his sight. You say, "Well, how do you, you just come to Jesus?" I'll tell you what he'll do. He will immediately make you a child of God. He will immediately take away the darkness. He will immediately take away the sorrow. He will immediately take away the shame. He will immediately turn you into a saint of God. You came here a condemned sinner. You can leave a converted saint by just coming to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He made a change in his life. Listen, and you'll want to follow the Lord. I thought about, you know, what would happen to that old blind man. I believe that's what happened. I know he saved a blind man coming in, and he saved one going out. And I just know this. The Bible said that old boy got saved coming in. He went through the whole town glorifying God. I'm saying Jesus Christ will make a change in your life that the world can't do. It wasn't Bartimaeus' promise to do better. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Grace is God's part. Faith is your part. For by grace, that's everything for nothing. That's coming to Jesus. This old beggar had to beg for everything that he had except salvation. He come to Jesus, and Jesus said immediately, thy faith hath made thee whole. You say, what I do? You come and trust Jesus to do what he said he'd do. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you'll come to Jesus this morning, hey, he's sending out a standing invitation to all mankind. The reason people do not trust Jesus is because they don't want to. Reason people don't get saved is because they want to hold on to something. Why would you hold on to another corner and another day of the dust boiling in your life like old Bartimaeus did, when you can arise, cast these old garments away, come to Jesus? I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll immediately change you. He'll immediately make you a child of God. You can go to heaven if you'll just come to Jesus. He offers this morning a standing invitation.